Good afternoon, everyone. I will attempt to be brief, just to highlight a couple of things that community and culture development are doing. I will be brief, actually. And as the throne speech stated, there is no place for discrimination in Bermuda of any form. And I think that that speaks for itself. I think it's about time our Human Rights Act was updated. And let me point out a couple of things proactively. This government is not considering, especially in light of what's happened in the UK, we're not considering any same-sex marriage. This proposal is about providing basic human rights to a sector of our community who has been left out for way too long. With regards to age being added to the Human Rights Act, clearly there are a few points that we would need to consider to determine how to best enable age as in our Human Rights Act, and we will be doing that in very short order. One thing I'll point out with shared parenting, research has shown that children whose parents share parenting responsibilities do better than children living with just one parent. Children with too little time with either parent are more likely to have attachment and other issues throughout their lives. And this, again, is an initiative that I believe its time has come. With regards to financial assistance and looking at the quarter three statistics, which is the last ones that we have, there's been a major increase in the number of persons applying for financial assistance. As a matter of fact, Q3 was the first time that we went over the $10 million threshold in grants, which is significant. And if we start to look at the year-over-year numbers with the January intake, we're 75% more applicants. And the thought of putting in mandatory life skill programs such as money management and parenting skills is a means to help people to get off of this track. We want to help people who are having difficulties, but we don't want to create an environment where people look to sit on these programs of assistance for long periods of time. I think that the initiative with regards to requiring community service for able-bodied persons is a very good initiative that that really help people to find a place. I think that financial awards to clients are grants, not loans that have to be paid back, yet they are not earned. So we will, with the requirement of community service, it will not be paid, of course, but not only will the community get value out of it, I think it will help to give people a sense of worth. And with regards to these programs in total, it's not just a matter of giving people a hand out, but helping our people with a hand up. And that is the summary of what we're doing in community and cultural development. Thank you.